bacon or cured hog's yours, both the same. They're never at no good beans now. They just, you might season them with lard or shortening, yeah, but it'll never be as,
but
good.
It wouldn't be as good.
It just ain't as powerful as the bacon fat.
Well, have you ever heard of anything called sow belly? Yeah,
that's what you call sow belly.
Oh, that is.
That is, and it's, we have, that's what they call sow belly, dry salt.
Uh-huh.
It's just been cured, and it's got salt. It's salt, it's just salty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been smoked, that part of it. They never have smoked it, or that's been my, but that's the part, that sow belly is what makes the bacon, all right.
Oh, it is.
That's the belly.
You just throw everything. It's just amazing to me, Mitchell. And what would you call that crusty part on the edge of the bacon that they,
that's a rind.
Oh, yeah.
Called rind.
Of course, they don't have that on there.
Yeah.
Now, this would be, now like when you cure it, like, you know, back then, would they then slice it up like it is, like,
no, they only sliced it when they're in the kitchen.
Oh, they sliced it.
Just cut it as that bacon, if it was hung up in the smokehouse,
mm-hmm,
they stick two holes through this bacon here, right here, and here.
Mm-hmm.
Some tie a string through it, and some run a stick so long that, and they had here in the loft, they'd have little poles or things, sort of like, did you ever see a tobacco barn where they hung tobacco in? Well, something like that, they'd hang this bait up there, and the smoke would be here under it,
mm-hmm,
and it'd be cured there. Well, it'd hang there, and the woman would go in there, and she might cut a slice out of that bacon there,
mm-hmm,
a fourth of it maybe,
mm-hmm,
and she'd bring it in the kitchen. And then as she cooked, well, she could have her meat in there, and she'd just slice off what she wanted to cook. Right in the kitchen.
Well, now, did they eat that at breakfast?
They eat it at breakfast, and of course they ate it through the meals, the dinner and supper meal. Now, we call it, or I do, most folks did in this country, we call dinner as it at 12 o'clock, around 12, 11, 12. And then supper, we had supper. And then if we, they had shoulder or ham meat, that was used for breakfast.
Oh, that would be used
for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And the bacon would be used more for the dinner and supper meal back,
mm-hmm,
then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
oh, that's really interesting. Well, how about the kind of meat where you grind up the hog meat?
That was called sausage.
Well,
and we they kept the way they kept it back in my day. Most of them, you go to the barn and they shuck out corn,
mm-hmm,
and they put that there sausage right in just about the size of this ear of corn. And they tie that up and they'd hang it right in the, up to the joists and things like that, and keep it all winter long that way. And just take down one of them ears of corn that they shook, and take that sausage out of that.
And it would keep it all winter.
It'll keep it. It will keep it. And others then put it in a rag. Sew a rug together, like a sock or something other, and they put it in that. And they could keep it through the winter months right away. That's right.
What would you call a man who makes his living by cutting up meat and stuff?
Well, we call him a butcher.
And if meat has been kept too long and starts smelling bad, you'd say that the meat's done what?
Well, it'll be if it tends to